Sunday, of course, is St. Patrick's Day. And one of the events that we've been talking about since this show launched a couple of years ago in February of 2017 is the Sober 17th event. It's a St. Patrick's Day celebration. And here in studio to talk about that with us, we've got Joe Matusak with the Lakota Way, and we've got Jack Kilroy with Sober 17th. Guys, a pleasure to have you on with us as always. How are you?
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Glad to be here.
Well, this is a wonderful event. And, you know, we've talked about this. We mentioned the last couple of years, and we're very grateful to have you guys back here in studio again. And, you know, what you guys talk about is you're reclaiming St. Patrick's Day through the best in Irish music, culture, and entertainment in a family-friendly, alcohol-free celebration. This is the sixth annual Sober 17th. Again, it takes place this Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. So, guys, we'll go ahead and we'll start with the basic details, the who, what, where, when, and why.
Well, it's obviously what Bull just mentioned. It's this Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. It starts at 5 p.m., and it's at Ahern's in Avon Lake off on Route 83. And the festivities begin with bagpipers, and we have the McNamaras on flute and fiddle. We have the Burke Irish dancers, and then reeling it all together is James Kilbane and his band.
James Kilbane, of course, we've had him on a couple of times in years past, and so much fun to have him be a big part of this, but I think it speaks volumes when you have a gentleman like that as successful as he is. I mean, we're talking about a multi-platinum-selling Christian gospel, country, Irish folk singer who continues to come back to this event year after year. That tells you how successful it's been. You know, Jack, when you put this thing together 5 or 6 years ago, could you have ever imagined that it was going to get this big?
Well, James Kilbane is flying over the Atlantic on his way here now. He'll be landing in Cleveland tonight. He's very excited about the event because he's seen the success and he's seen it build every year. When we started, we didn't know. I mean, we know there's hundreds and hundreds of alcohol-related events celebrating St. Patrick's Day in the Northern Ohio, but this is the only sober one, so we thought we'd give it a try. And actually, the first year, we sold out a hall of 250, and we had to move to a bigger space. So we were surprised, and we continue to be surprised at the success. And we're looking for a full hall again this year.
And I think the idea here, too, I mean, there's so much going on. And, Joe, you and I were talking about this before we came on the air here, the idea that there's something for just about everybody. I mean, if you're coming to this thing as an adult, there's a lot of great things to get into with the music and the culture, and then for kids as well. There are a lot of fun things for kids to do as well.
It's really family-oriented, kids fun. We have a photo booth that takes just very hysterical pictures, puts you in costume, and Marnie does a great job. We have different foods from Ahern's. We'll be putting out a nice spread of corned beef and cabbage and potatoes, soda bread and coffee and beverages with fruits and vegetables as well. But the kids get to see some of the Irish heritage that has been brought over from Ireland years ago in the Irish dance and what James Kilbane brings to the stage. You know, some of these are very unique things and, again, very family-oriented for everybody.
You mentioned Marnie. Were you speaking about Marnie Butler with the photo booth, the lights, camera fun?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, well, I can tell you that firsthand, I've had great experience with Marnie. She actually had the photo booth at my wedding a few months back, so we know that she'll do a great job. And just another reason for you to show up to this event, because it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. Where can folks get tickets, and what kinds of ticket information do we have?
Well, tickets are on sale online, if that's a way that you might choose. And that is at sober17.brownpapertickets.com. And they're $17 in advance of the day of the show, and then $20 at the day of. So if you come on that Sunday afternoon.
Very good stuff. Again, joining us here in studio, Jack Kilroy with Sober 17th and Joe Matusak with the Lakota Way. And, you know, Jack, we were talking about how this thing has progressed over the last, you know, 6 years, this being the sixth year for the event. It just continues to get bigger and bigger. You know, can we go back to how this all started? You know, if you recall going back 6 years, how this was all put together before it really blossomed over the last 6 years.
Well, I was at a reception in New York City for a well-known Irish musician who makes her own contribution to the recovery movement in Ireland. And I met a guy named Bill Riley, who put together Sober St. Patrick's Day in New York City. And he suggested to me, he goes, why don't you try that in Cleveland? And I was thinking, well, Cleveland's really the birth, the Northern Ohio is the birthplace of Alcoholics Anonymous. Had the first recovery hospital at St. Vincent's Charity in Cleveland. And why not have the first Sober 17th here in Lorain County? And I thought it was a natural. We've got a strong recovery community. We've got a strong Irish community. And there's a lot of people of goodwill that like to go out and have fun, and they don't all like to be around the binge drinking environment. So that's really how we got started. And we've had a very receptive host at Ahern's Banquet Center. And they love having us, and we love being there. People come out and have fun. Now it's a lot of word of mouth. People, one guy emailed me and he said he went as somebody's guest last year. This year he's ordering two tables. So that's how it goes. People come out and have fun. They tell their people about it.
Word of mouth, right? Best kind of advertising there is, right? So, I mean, I think that's one of the cool parts about this, too. It's not just the folks that go to this. It's the acts that you get to come back year after year. We talk a lot about James Kilbane and how unbelievably successful he has been. He comes back every single year. You know, the McNamaras are going to be a part of the celebration as well. The Burke School of Irish Dance, all part of the process here, too. And, you know, Joe is a guy who's been going to this event for many years now as well. It's got to be a lot of fun for you to continue to come back to this to really see this thing grow.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we reached out to Jack and asked him if there was an opportunity to partner with him and Sober 17th. And the Licata Way is honored to be a part of this event. And we hope to continue it and see it grow and with Jack, and hope many years to come. One thing I did forget, there is a children's price, and that's $6. So that's day of, and also at sober17.brownpapertickets.com.
Again, 5 to 8 this Sunday on St. Patrick's Day. It's Sober 17th. Takes place at Ahern's Banquet Center, 726 Avon Belden Road. That's Route 83 in Avon Lake. Tickets are $17 in advance and $20 the day of the event, so it's definitely worth it to get your tickets well in advance. You can find out more information as well if you visit sober17.org. That's sober17.org. And, you know, you and I were talking earlier, Joe, about how, you know, for a lot of folks, with this taking place in the evening time, you know, even if going to the parade is a big part of your tradition, you could still go down there and be a part of the parade and still come to this after the fact.
Yeah, the parade usually, what time does it start, Jack?
11? Well, sure, it's 2 o'clock because it's on a Sunday.
Oh, and then, so by the time it'll be ending right around 5-ish. And so, yeah, we'll still be going on till 8 o'clock in the evening. So please stop on by in Avon on Route 83 at Ahern's after the parade.
Very good stuff. Well, guys, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much for stopping by and talking about Sober 17th. You guys have a terrific lineup. I mean, there are a lot of really cool things there, a lot of great entertainment. You guys mentioned great food as well. And I think, as you guys mentioned earlier, too, certainly want to hammer the point home. You know, this is a great way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day without the alcohol involved.
And bringing the family and the kids. There's some activities of face painting and games and the like. And Jack knows how instrumental that is to this event.
Thanks, Will. It's a family fun event, just like they do in Ireland. It's a family holiday there, and we're emulating that. And having kids experience Irish culture in a sober environment for the first time in their life is really a good thing. They love the dancers, the Burke dancers. You know, Teresa Burke is from Elyria, and she's been teaching Irish dance for 60 years, 6 decades. So it's great for the kids.
Very good stuff. Well, Jack, Joe, thank you guys again for coming in. We hope to see everybody out at Ahern's this Sunday from 5 to 8. Thanks again, guys.
Thanks, Paul.
All righty. Again, Joe Matusek with Licata Way. Jack Kilroy with Sober 17th. Again, you can get tickets in advance. They're $17, $20 the day of the event. Visit sober17.org. That's sober17.org.